Blog Talk Radio.
Father, good morning to you, Lord. You never sleep, nor slumber. Always, Señor, helping your children, leading your children, guiding your children. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. The restoration and for starting us on our way from others. Lord, we might get started. Here we are, started on our way. You're so good and so kind. We love you and appreciate you. God, we enjoy serving you.
Okay.
Serving the Lord, we'll be all right. Wow. Thank you.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
Thank you. Great health, great strength, your wisdom that you've granted to us and knowledge. Thank you.
Lord,
we appreciate you.
Thank you.
Only good person in this front line.
Yes.
Bless us in a great way. Lord, increase our faith.
Oh,
build all of us with faith to believe you to move great mountains. But the enemy tries to bring mountains in our
glory, glory, glory.
But we know to do exceedingly abundantly above all mountains. Thank you. Because God, you have worked a mighty wonder on this prayer line in our soul. Thank you for it.
Thank you.
We bless your holy name. We give you the glory. And we give you all the praise. Look on every person, Lord. Lift every heavy burden. Lighten every heavy load. God, see their care. See what they need. And God, grant the needs. In Jesus' name. Leave it upon them. Grant hearts to God. In the name of Jesus. We just praise you. We give you adoration. All the things you've done for us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bless here. Bless there. People who are hurting, take away the pain. Help them. Bless them in Jesus' name. People who are down, lift them up. Who are out, bring them in Jesus' name. Yeah. We love you, Lord. We love you. We surrender all to thee. We ask the Holy Ghost to come on this line. And take over. Holy Ghost, come on in. Take over. Yes. Bless
everyone.
In the name of Jesus. Those who are the Lord, loose their shackles and set them free. In the name of
Jesus.
Those who are physically bound in their physical strength, who are sick, Lord, touch their bodies. Heal. I know you as a healer. You can do it, and I'm just asking. Bless here, there, and everywhere. Our souls say yes to you.
Yes
to your will. Yes to your way.
Yes.
Our hearts, our minds say yes to you.
Yes.
Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing today. And for every day to bless and make it.
Yes.
We just don't want to let it get past us. We want to just thank you.
Oh, God,
we even thank you this day for a thousand times.
Yes.
God,
thank you.
We ask that you visit this prayer line even right now.
Let
you heal, set free, and in the name of Jesus. Lord, look on the convention of Mexico.
On the convention.
Bless it from the culture way.
Yes.
Culture.
Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
And we'll give you the glory and the praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Help us, Lord, as we attempt to give you a billion or more praise.
Yes,
oh, God, raise the praise level.
Thank you, God.
In the name of Jesus. And those people who can't see, you laid them on my heart.
Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Speak the words that Jesus said, Ephatha.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm asking you to open the mind. And deliver.
Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Those who have ringing.
Ringing
out of the ears. You're able to do that, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank
that.
You.
Those who have heart. Let's heal and deliver.
Then
God visit the body. And I pray that you take all affliction out.
Let
people have massive healings on this
earth. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
We praise you. We thank you for everything.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm asking you. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We praise your holy name. Bless us and we are Shemek. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And thank you for it, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. For the glory of God. Amen. Amen. And amen. Good morning to all of y'all on this prayer line.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Lord. God bless you. Lord, we just praise you. We give you honor and adoration.
Yes, thank you.
Let's have a time of praise. Good morning, Lord, and we want to praise you. Amen. Let's go into praise everywhere. Y'all know what to do.
Hallelujah.
Back to you, sir.
And God bless you, and let me thank you Thank you for all of your diligence. We've been working in the name of Jesus for the Lord. All of you, thank you so much for the introduction. All of you, we appreciate you, Pastor Higgins. I thank God for all of you on the front line. I do want to hear the praise reports. Amen. God inhabits the praises of his people. You can't praise them enough. Amen. Every time you say thank you, you've already done something else for you. Let your heart beat another beat. Let your mind be thought. Let your eyes see. Let your ears hear. Listen. You can't thank him enough. He always has something else he's done for you before you can say thank you. Something else happened. Your blood kept flowing in your body. Oh, my God, it keep on going. But I just want to let you know that you cannot thank him enough. Amen. That's why we try to thank him 1,000 times a day. Amen. And it's still not enough. He deserves all the praise. Amen. Some of y'all, y'all owe him a whole lot of praise. A whole lot. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, he's been so good to you. So good to you. Amen. The enemy doesn't want you to praise. You can even get into people who are supposed to be spiritual and have them talk about, why are you going to praise him that much? You don't need to say but one thank you, that's enough. Thank you. Well, that sounds like the devil to me. The devil would not want you to praise him because he's a jealous fiend. You don't need to thank him. Who said that? Was it the devil or was it the Lord? Amen. The enemy is jealous of God. He doesn't want him to get all that praise. He doesn't have that. Satan doesn't have all that praise in his camp. They don't like him that much. They have his spirit. They're trying their best to try to. They're thinking about how they can take over this kingdom. He can't hardly turn his back because they got his same spirit. He's a cutthroat. Yeah, he did it, trying to do it in heaven. And now he's down here trying to do the same thing. But he's got folks who would take his kingdom over if they could in the blink of an eye. So he doesn't have much less if any. Because of the same spirit that he has in camp who like him. But God, oh my Lord, he inhabits the praises of his people. Don't stop thanking the Lord. Now, let me say that. Why are you thanking him 1,000 times? If you haven't tried it, don't knock it. It'll get you a miracle every time. Who would not want you to have a miracle, God or the enemy? The enemy wouldn't want you to have a miracle. Who wouldn't want you to give God praise? Who wouldn't want you to be healed in your body? I'm telling you, it will get you healed. It will get you a miracle. Who wouldn't want you to have a miracle? The enemy is the one who wouldn't want you to have a miracle. So don't listen to them. Because the devil doesn't want them to really experience these things in Jesus Christ. And praise brings it about. Amen. It's a jealous thing that wants you to continuously thank him. Amen. I know in my human state, if someone kept thanking me every time I see him, Dr. Johnson, I'm so grateful. So grateful for how you came to our rescue. Our lights are off and you helped us. Thank you so much. Thank you. When I would see how grateful they are, I would try to do something more for them. Amen. If they ever needed a problem, had a problem, I'd try to help them. Because of the gratefulness. Wealthy people do that. If you help them, if they help you, all you need to do is be grateful and thank them. They don't need nothing, but they do appreciate people who appreciate them. God is the wealthiest person on the face of this earth, in heaven and earth. Amen. He appreciates you. Appreciate him. Don't forget to praise him. God bless you. I didn't come to preach this morning. I want to hear all your praises. Amen. If God did something for you, and then let me say this, don't fail to recognize what he's done for you. I want to say that again. Don't fail to recognize what he has done for you. It will get you a blessing. And always be appreciative of what he's done. God bless you. I'm going to thank God for all of our assistance. Lady Betty, good morning to you. And Brother Johnson, good morning to you. Thank God for Pastor Slaughter. And I haven't heard from him lately. But we thank God for him. Keep praying for Pastor Slaughter. Thank God for Pastor Williams. And then haven't heard from him lately. I'm going to keep praying for him. Thank God for Dr. Pfeiffer, Dr. Stern, Dr. Mary Lacey, and our special assistant, Deaconess Gina Hodges, and to Prophetess Stitt down in Arkansas. There's no order of this. They just love the Lord. We just thank God for them. To all the bishops, superintendents, pastors, elders, and friends, we thank God for you. Thank God for Elder Coates and Elder Davis and all of you who have come to help us. Amen. We receive it. We receive your help. Amen. We're just one man. And my mother is constantly on me, telling me to allow people to help you, God. Allow me to help you. I will. Amen. Welcome. And thank you for that. All right. Thank God for all those names I didn't call. We appreciate everyone. Some of these people have been so kind on this line. All of you coming from the blog line, we appreciate you being here. I'm going to ask God, Lord, in the name of God, would you give all those persons, even on this line and on the blog line, a special consecrated blessing on this day. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord God, I pray that prayer and thank you for it. Amen and amen. All right, we're going to open the line up for any praise reports, praise reports. Now, let me say this. Don't wait till we get over praise reports and get into the prayer request and say, I want to give my praise report. Well, you're out of order. I said you're out of order. We give you time. Ask you over and over again for your praise report. Give it during the praise reports. Amen. This is your time that we open the line to you to give your praise reports. All right. Do we have an assistant today? You know, I'm not going to wait on you. But if you have one who wants to get those praise reports, I'll open the line to you and feel welcome to do the praise reports. The line is open to you. Anybody?
I'll do it, Dr. God bless you.
Oh, I didn't believe that.
All right. Go ahead, Dr. Pfeiffer, is that you?
God bless you. Thank you so much. God bless you, and good morning, Lord. Good morning to our leader, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson. Thank God for everyone on the prayer line. Thank God for the blog line and GMAP and the people on here worldwide. That is a miracle that so many people have tuned in to hear the word of, hear a word from the Lord and get this encouragement and join in with us giving God a billion praises. Praise God. And I know the convention will be even greater. And we're praising God for everything, all his blessings and all the praise reports. My praise report is that he woke me up this morning with my mind stayed on him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My mind, hold on, my mind is stayed on the Lord. Praise God for a mind to praise him in Jesus' name. That is my praise report. Glory to God. Thank God. And if anyone else have one, just jump right in and praise God. Let him know that you appreciate him this morning. God bless you. Time now for
thank
praise
the Lord. Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Yeah.
I'm in Indianapolis. You know, I just thank you, praise God, for this here waking me up this morning. Told me on my way. You know, the other day I was talking to my daughter, and she said, well, Mom, she said, well, this is how God works. She said, well, I'm going to start sending you $100 every week. I said, well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You. I've got nothing down but my power.
praise. Yeah. Amen. Well, Mother Peterson, Mother Johnson from Indiana, that is wonderful. Such a blessing, because that was your prayer, that God will bless your finances. Amen. Praise God. He'll make a way out of no way.
Yes, he will. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. And keep on giving him praise. Someone else. Amen.
Good morning.
Someone else have a praise report. Go ahead. God bless you.
This is the Grand Erica 314. I've been calling for a month now, and I asked you all for prayer for a job, and I received my job, and I just want to thank Dr. Johnson and the prayer line. Thank you.
Amen.
You're welcome.
Praise God. Oh, that's what prayer would do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Prayer will see you through. Praise God for the job. Amen. And you keep on thanking him. Now that you have it, thank him even more. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? You might get a raise, another raise within the 30 days.
Well,
God bless
you. Thank you.
Someone else have a praise report.
I want to say that that's the Lord, Dr. Packer, because as she was saying that, the Lord said to me, pray for her a raise. Amen.
Yeah.
So, Sister Green, look for a raise on your job. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And for you in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, Dr. Pfeiffer.
Amen. Amen. Claim it, honey. Claim it. Many times, Lord, speaking, we don't claim our blessing, and it passes by. And we yet wonder what happened to it, but you claim it. And something, God send you a blessing or a prophecy. Claim it. God bless you. Someone else. We want to wake up. We want to wake up. 913. Please, God.
913.
Bless you, young lady.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Mother Johnson.
913.
It's your time.
Kansas City, Mother Johnson. I'm just giving honor to God this morning. I lead to Dr. Johnson and Sister Betty and to all of the people of God. I'm just so glad to be awake, wide awake this morning, and had a wonderful night of rest. The Lord woke me up on time this morning, and I'm just praising and honoring the Lord for Jesus and for all of his cleansing in my soul. I thank God because he just keeps me alive and keep me with the mind to stay on him and want to serve him the more. I thank God for keeping me humble before him, that he can use me to his will and his glory. I'm glad this morning because the Lord is blessing me. And I'm asking you to keep on praying for Mother Johnson. I'm getting better each day. And I thank God. And I'm asking you to pray for me that God might get the glory out of my life. And I love every one of you. Never forget that. My love reaches out for you. Pray for Mother Johnson. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Mother Johnson. We can feel that anointing. We can feel that love. And thank you for sharing that love with the public and with us, with the prayer line. We need that. Praise God. Many of us have lost our parents, and hallelujah. Lord, let you step in there and mother children you never had. Amen. Praise God for you, and thank God that you are feeling better every day. Amen. Someone else.
Praise God.
I
have a praise report, and I just want to thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for his protection, through a storm. Good God Almighty, I'll tell you, the storm was so boisterous. I was caught in the middle of it and went inside of a store, amen, to take care of some things after taking care of the boss man's assignment, and the lights went off. They told everybody to get out of the store. We rushed out of the store, and the storm was caught directly in the middle of it. The wind was so strong, it was picking up our vehicle and pushing us forward without even pressing on the gas. And I'll tell you, it just was thundering and lightning, and oh, my Lord, water was falling. The fog was so thick you couldn't see your hand if you put it out in front of you. But I want you to know God is so good and so faithful. I'll tell you, thank God for his protection. Right then, I thought about the prayer line and how we just thank God, and I begin to thank you, Lord. I'll tell you, right at that moment, I became a certified praiser, and I thank God for his protection from the storm and allowed me to be alive today. God bless you. Back to you.
God bless you. Praise God for his protection. Thank God that he protected you through this storm. And it still has to do with your obedience to him. Lord, tell us one thing to do and we do something else. But thank God for being obedient. He will work as long as you obey him. Someone else, have a praise report. We're mighty slow about giving God praise. You're not giving it to individuals, you're giving it to him. So let's jump right in there. We only have a few more minutes to give God praise. Who will be the next?
This is Sister Gina, and I just want to thank God, give all the glory and honor to God for the youth prayer line on last night. We really had a wonderful time on that prayer line. Dr. Johnson and Dr. Stern did some magnificent teaching on our subject, causes of lying and deceit, and brought it on down to how it's creeping into the church house, getting in the youth, those spirits of homosexuality, lesbianism. I mean, they really broke it down to us last night. Lady Betty, well, I haven't heard Lady Betty jump in there as much, but last night's youth prayer line was off the chain, and I thank God for it. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. If you all want to really enjoy the Lord, join the youth prayer line, call into the youth prayer line. The Lord is really moving. The youth have so many ideas, so many things to say, so many questions. So they need to hear some adult viewpoint on some of the things that they are going through and some of the things that they face. You would not believe the things that the youth are going through today just because we didn't go through it 50 and 60 years ago and maybe more. You would not believe the things that they are going through. The enemy is truly, truly busy. He's on his job. He has not taken a break. He has not taken a day off. He didn't even call in on sick days. The enemy is busy 100% all the time. So we have to keep our youth lifted up in the name of the Lord. So don't forget to pray for the youth as well as the adult prayer line. We'll have a couple of more praise returning back over to our leader. Who will be the next one?
Good morning. Good morning to the prayer line. Good
morning. God bless you.
God bless. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness. I was thinking about in our Tuesday morning prayer yesterday, how we had the give thanks unto the Lord. We had such a beautiful time. And when it said think of all of his blessings, all of his many benefits, I want to say, God, I've had so many blessings and so many benefits in God until I just can't name them all. But I thank the Lord for how he healed my body, how he healed my daughter's body and my son, and how God is just a present help in trouble, how he supplies all of my needs. And I thank him for the prayer line, Dr. Johnson, Dr. Pfeiffer, all of Mother Johnson, all of the people on the prayer, and all of the people. I couldn't come off of mute, but I thank the Lord for being off of mute now, and I thank the Lord for all of his goodness. I just can't tell it all because God has done so many great things for me, and I thank him for it.
Praise God. Bless you. God bless you. We're